Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town, and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank, member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
And welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, March the 26th. We have two topics today. Let's start, first of all, with Liz Schmidt, League of Women Voters. As always, one very busy, busy lady.
Oh, yeah.
You are. Now, you've got...
This is coming up on April 10th. Mm-hmm. It's going to be our annual meeting, and it's going to be a fill-in for the meeting that we had to cancel.
Because of the bad weather.
And we're going to have Vicki Russell from the Columbia Tribune.
Uh-huh. And what's Vicki going to do?
I haven't asked her, but I think she's going to give us a talk on...
Oh, okay.
We'll see. Maybe she'll read Trib Talk and just read Trib Talk. That would be entertaining.
The best of Trib Talk.
The best of Trib Talk.
At the League of Women Voters. All right. But anyway, she's going to give a keynote speech?
She's going to give the keynote speech for our annual meeting. It's going to be at the Columbia Country Club, the old one,
yeah,
out across from Stephen Stables and KFRU.
Okay.
You go right instead of left on that road. And... as I say, I don't know what she's going to speak about. And then we're going to elect new officers and, you know, how you do with annual meetings.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the annual meeting held, several weeks ago?
Yeah, but it was going to be in, I think actually that was the December one that got snowed out.
Oh, okay.
Then we had the legislative night snowed out, and we've had a lot of snow outs.
All right. So when is this going to be, Liz?
April 10th. It's
April
a Thursday
10th.
Evening
okay.
at the Old Country Club, and Vicki Russell will be the speaker.
Right. And have dinner.
We'll have dinner, and it's $25, and anybody can come. It's wide open to the public, too.
Okay.
But generally, annual meetings draw the people that want to come.
The real hardcore people. The real hardcore League of Women Voters.
And then in June, we're going to go with Columbia Entertainment Company, and they'll be doing Spam-A-Lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have, I guess, the night before they really open.
And this will be a fundraiser for the league.
It's a fundraiser for the league and a fun night. We have food and beverages beforehand and charge a little more for their tickets.
Yeah.
And Columbia Entertainment Company's been wonderful to work with. It's just an evening of fun for them and us, and
works
out.
So that's going to be June 10th, but we'll tell you about that more as we get closer to it.
Yes.
But do we have an election coming up here?
Yes, we do, April 8th. And
Now, does everybody... will everybody have something on the ballot?
I think everybody gets something, but boy, it's very sparse. There's a school bond issue, which is completely over everything.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Columbia School District. There's a fire district, which is northern Boone County, and a little bit of eastern Columbia. There's Ward 1, which is the inner city of Columbia, and then Ward 5, which has no opponents.
Okay.
Lauren Elser's running again.
But people listening to us outside of Columbia or outside of Boone County,
they will have
something on their ballot.
Yes, and I guarantee you Ashland will have candidates.
Okay.
And I don't know about Hallsville. Up northern Boone County.
Okay, but
it's a general election for Roachport, Hallsville, any city, any county. This is the big spring election.
So that's April the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
April the 8th is the first Tuesday.
First Tuesday after the first Monday.
Okay.
That's why it can't be April 1st. Do you believe that? There's a law.
It has to always be the first Tuesday of April after the first Monday.
So for once, we can't. We have to go to the second week.
I thought it was a little bit later
it's
than
It's later
normal.
Than usual.
I didn't realize that.
Isn't that fun?
That's like Easter. You
know
what? Easter always falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the first day of spring.
Okay.
That's why Easter is so late this year.
And was early last year, and thank goodness it's late this year.
It's always the first Sunday after the first full moon and the first day of spring.
Okay,
we've covered everything.
Yes.
Liz Schmidt, thank you so much for coming by. League of Women Voters. Now, did you get everything in you wanted to get
in? Yes, okay. Got it all.
All right, now we turn to Kristen Eifert. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you.
And got a new title here.
Yes.
Central Missouri Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
That, yes. That's we have a new, name. Okay. We used to be the Central Missouri Dietetic Association, but our parent organization, the has changed their name.
So you had to change your
name,
too.
We had to change our
name as
well.
But you're still doing the same thing.
Same thing.
The same
good work. Just thought it was more representative of what we actually do.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know. What is it? What is dietetics? That's kind of an old name.
Yeah.
Nutrition, everyone knows nutrition.
Sounds like a disease.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what if you've got several events coming up,
well,
right?
We're ending our month of National Nutrition Month. March is National Nutrition Month, and
yeah.
our theme this year is Enjoy the Taste of Eating Right.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes, unfortunately, when we talk about nutrition or think about nutrition, you think about things that don't taste that good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's healthy, then it probably doesn't taste
that
good.
Oh, but there's so many healthy things that taste
that
good.
That is true. And in fact, I think that's why I love the field of nutrition, because I love food.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we had talked about it earlier in the month. You now, instead of the food pyramid, you've got the round plate, right?
Right. We're trying to simplify things. I think in nutrition in general, we really have the problem that we have lots of studies that come out that maybe tout one food as having some property that may be preventative of a major disease. And
Every day you pick up the paper.
Right, right. And so it becomes, people, I think, become overwhelmed with that information.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really want to do is look at the diet as a whole.
Yeah.
And so if we simplify things and just look at the plate, and if half of your plate is fruits and vegetables, you're doing awesome. And then the other part of your plate is grains and some lean meat,
mm-hmm.
Lean poultry, nuts,
fish,
beans. And then some low-fat milk.
Oh, could the beans can go in the place
of meat? Sure. Yes.
Any kind of beans?
Well, dried beans, like, kidney beans, navy beans.
They could take the place of meat.
Sure. They're a very good protein source.
Okay, and they've got a lot of fiber,
and
too.
And lots of fiber, yes.
Okay.
So it would be excellent to replace meat.
Okay, so half of you got a plate, you got a round plate. Half of it should be fruits and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
a quarter of it grain, and a quarter of it protein.
Right.
Now,
right.
Wouldn't the beans fall in the grain category, too?
Well, okay. You can hash it out lots of ways, but that's how we're trying to simplify things.
That's what you call being nitpicky.
Yeah. So is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable? We don't
All right.
have to go there.
So if people want more information on this, where can they go?
Well, go to we have a great website, eatright.org.
Okay.
And there you can get lots of great tips for recipes, for health information. Our organization, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, is a wonderful resource for any type of nutrition information.
Okay.
It's,
all right.
It's friendly.
We're out of time. Was there a kid thing coming up?
I do have another kids cooking class coming up April 26th at Columbia Public Library.
They need to register in advance?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Call the library. Thank you, Kristen, so much for coming by and visiting with us. Tomorrow, Maplewood Barn Gala and the Food Bank. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Caleb Hoke. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to listen to this again or get a free podcast or vodcast, go sign up for it at kbia.org. They'll send it to you every day.